One of those guys, North Toronto's very own Mr. Tom Wilson joins us. Yep. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate you having having some time with us this morning. How is the BioSteel camp? I've asked three people this, and they say, listen, it's just more of an excuse for us to get together, get the legs going, and then we go out and have a couple pints. Is that pretty much the case?
It's pretty fun. You get to see a lot of the guys kind of from that are in the area. Some come in from pretty far. I'm there all summer, so it's a little bit different speed when everyone's at the gym and stuff, but it's a lot of fun and definitely get to have some fun after with all the guys.
Yeah. When you get to this camp, too, I think what people don't realize is the growth of this thing has been exponential. Like the first year it started, what was it, 4 or 5 years now? The first year it started, you know, you had a few guys come to town. And this has really turned into not just to a place where you can go and, you know, get your sea legs before the season starts and get some time on the ice and work out. And it's really a place where you get, like, there's a competitive nature to this thing with this tournament as well, is there not?
Yeah, it can get pretty competitive. There's a lot of bragging rights and pride on the line. Maddie kept it pretty quiet for the first couple of years, 2-3 years. And it was kind of inevitable that you bring all these guys to Toronto and, it's going on kind of in the backyard of a great hockey city that there's going to be some hype around it. So the media found it, obviously, and it's been great ever since. And now it's more televised, and the bragging rights kind of get even bigger.
Tom, obviously, you guys had that disappointing exit in the playoffs to the Penguins there in the second round. How excited are you to get back at it this season? And because the nucleus is all together in Washington, do you guys make another run? How looking forward to or get back at it in the season and to make that deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs that we all hope you guys can do?
Yeah, it's we got a great group of guys there. That, like you said, it's going to be a pretty similar group. And I actually was online and saw a highlight of Patrick Hornquist scoring a goal, and it kind of brought back some bad blood. I hadn't watched too much of that since we got knocked out. So I'm sure once the season starts and we see those guys again right off the bat, the bad blood will be renewed, and like you said, it's a great group for us right now, and we want to make the most of the situation and the group of guys we have.
Yeah, what do you know, after the season you had, it was a hell of a season, obviously, you know, you're winning the President's Cup or the President's Trophy, you know, being on a team that looked like you couldn't lose in the regular season. What's a regular season like when you're on the best team in hockey and the pressure's on to kind of stay there? What's it like in the dressing room? Obviously, it's better when you win than when you lose. But what's it like to know that you're the top dogs during the regular season, game in, game out?
It's a lot of fun. Coming to the rink every day, if you've been winning, I think we only lost, at the beginning of the year, we only lost 10 games or so. So coming to the rink every morning after a big win is a lot more fun. Anyone around the league will tell you that. But yeah, it is tough, and every team gets up to play you. You know you're going to get the very best from every team because they know they're playing the top team in the league. So it was a lot of fun kind of being up there, and there wasn't too much pressure. We just had fun with it, and it was such a talented group of guys, and it was fun to watch, definitely watch some of our top six forwards kind of put on a show night in, night out.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to ask you a question. There's, I don't know, I want to play a voicemail. I don't know if you've heard this. This is the answering machine at your old hockey rink. I wanted to find out a couple of things. Have a listen to this.
Thank you for calling North Toronto Arena, home rink of Tom Wilson, number 43 of the Washington Capitals. Now in his third year of helping the Capitals play bigger and putting some pucks in the net himself.
First of all, who is that?
That's Eric. He's the manager over at North Toronto Arena. Awesome guy, a bit of a character, as you can see.
He loves you, man.
I had some, he used to yell at me when I was little. He won't tell you that, but I used to play mini sticks in the halls there, and he would lose it on me. So he's a big fan now and an awesome guy, and always gives me a chance to skate whenever I need it.
Now, were you aware that thing existed, that answering machine had that message on it?
Yeah, I was notified pretty quick. There's always people calling to get some ice times and stuff there. So when they didn't pick up, that's what they'd hear, and obviously kind of relayed that to me. But a lot of people get a laugh when they hear that. He's an awesome guy, and it's an awesome rink. It's one of kind of the only old pads that are left in the Toronto city. A lot of rinks are getting redone into multi-pad complexes, and North Toronto is great. It's old school, and it's definitely my home rink.
You must have felt like you made it. Did you ever call it just to listen to it? Like, being in the NHL is one thing. Playing for the best team in the NHL is another thing. Having your name on an answering machine at your own rink that has produced a lot of NHLers, it's something totally different.
Yeah, my dad heard it and called me right away to make sure that I called kind of after hours so I could hear the voicemail. But definitely had a good laugh when that first came out. And I think there's been a couple versions of it. So he's always updating it. And, he's awesome.
Have the guys on the team heard it?
No, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure some of the guys on the team have their own stories in that nature. Some guys have signs going into their hometown. And it's definitely cool when you can come back to your hometown. Mine's obviously a little bit bigger than some of the other guys around the league, but I did have a home rink in a small neighborhood that gave me a lot of support, so it's cool to see them having fun with it as well.
Hey, listen, Tom, we're going to continue. I love it. We're going to continue to play it if that's okay with you. I guess not. All right, Tom, have fun today. I know you're busy. You got to go work out. Have fun. Say hi to Maddie Nickel for me, please.
Yeah, I will. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Anytime. We'll talk to you soon. That is Tom Wilson of the Washington Capitals.